Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's the late, great Dan Fogelberg bringing us back, 23 after the hour. That's the lead to the song, The Nexus. One of the songs, you might not have heard him, that the song before, but it's outstanding. It's on that album, Innocent Age. 23 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. I am the Small Business Advocate. That's my website, too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Mary Cantando. Mary, give us your website and tell us about the book, Leading with Care.
Oh, yes, so the website is womansadvantage.biz. And Leading with Care, Jim, is a book that I wrote in cooperation with the international relief organization CARE. And we profiled women from all over the world who started with, you know, like a loan for $1.40.
Yeah, that's a micro loan, isn't it?
That's exactly right. Exactly.
But, you know, Mary, did you know that those loans have almost no defaults?
I know that.
The women who borrow that money, that the word I've gotten back from more than one organization, the statistics show that women repay those loans almost 100%.
That's right. It's right about 98%. They really do. They pay them back, and that enables then the money to go back into the pot and then be re-spent.
So Leading with Care is available wherever books are sold. So check that out, folks, by Mary Cantando. Thank you for doing that, Mary. And now we're talking about things that customers love. We can't love them up if we don't know what they love. Can we just ask them? Can we just ask them, Mary, or do we just need to pay attention?
I think you need to pay attention, and I think they are going to be more impressed if you do something that they want that they haven't told you about than if you specifically ask them.
Right.
That's just my impression.
Yeah. I agree with that.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, so we talked about buying their products and services, mm-hmm. and here's a little twist on that, is promoting your customers' products and services.
Right.
So how can you help them get extra
business? Be a referrer for them.
Exactly.
Right.
So I'm always looking for people who I think, oh, that person could benefit by knowing this person. And in my mind, it's got to be a positive for both sides.
That's exactly right.
Connecting people because it's good for one of them. I want it to be a win-win. I want it to be a positive for both of them. So I'm always making connections, and I always, you know, I'll often send an email, say, Mary Cantando making a connection. And then I'll start off by saying, as I promised, you know, here it is. I'm going to make this connection, this kind of thing. But I've found that that makes a huge difference, and people are very grateful. Whether or not they end up doing business together or not, just the fact that I've made the connection, and who knows, maybe 3 years down the line they're going to do something together. And sometimes they will immediately start doing something together.
Well, you want them to tell your customer that you told them about them. And so what you can do is say, and if you mention my name, they might give you a discount.
Oh, that's good.
Now they might not give you a discount, but you don't know that, so you just say, but that'll remind them to mention your name.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. Here's another one that people forget all the time, Jim. To do things for the customer's convenience and not for yours.
Mm-hmm.
So here's a perfect example of that. People who live on email, all they ever do is email. Well, if your customer is a phone person or your customer is a face-to-face person, you're doing that email for your own convenience, not for the convenience of the customer.
Mm-hmm.
So think about the ways that you can do things that will work into their life, into their business, and make it as easy as possible for them to do business with you.
Mm-hmm. Yep. No, there's no question. You absolutely. That's like 101 right there, Mary. That's the kind of stuff you absolutely have to do. What else? What are some other?
Well, here's a slightly different one. I have what I call a mea culpa kit. So for those who never took Latin in school, mea culpa means, you know, through my fault.
It's my fault. I'm sorry. I did it.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah. So you have a mea culpa kit, and if you make a mistake, you send them something memorable. You know, if you miss a deadline or if you, I don't know, it could be any small mistake, you send them this mea culpa kit and you say, oh, I can't believe I did that, or I can't believe, you know, our staff let you down here. That's so unlike us. And I know that this won't make up for it, but I hope that you at least understand that we always have your intentions at heart.
Yep. And do it immediately.
Yes.
Something happens, pick up the phone immediately. Get it off your chest. Get it off the table. Make sure that they know that you know about it and you're going to fix it. Here's another one, Mary. My customers love it, especially business customers, love it when you're thinking about them when you're not on their clock. I'd read an article, or back before email even, I'd read an article or something, and I might call them at night at home and say, hey, I was just checking in with you. I saw this article or whatever, and they would like the fact that I was thinking about them even though I wasn't billing them.
Yes, and here's something I do, Jim. I will put that on the invoice. I will put something like miscellaneous short calls and emails.
No charge. Bingo.
No charge.
That's right.
So you just put it on there and then
show them that you're keeping up with your time. That's right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So just put it on there. This is the thing. If you're doing things for people, let them know it.
Yep. I need your website again, Mary.
womansadvantage.biz.
Check it out, folks, and use Mary to your advantage and her books, too. Leading with Care, The Woman's Advantage. Hey, Mary, thanks for being here. Come back soon.
Always fun, Jim. Always fun.
We'll see you next time. The lovely and talented Mary Cantando.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.